Yes, hello, podcast world. It feels good to be here, guys, even though we're not technically here. You know what I mean?
We're on holidays, just having a great time at home.
Oh, boys, I mean, how much cake can one person eat?
Yeah, you've been getting through it.
Oh, getting through it. You know I am.
Yeah, I know.
What's your cake of choice?
Ooh, love a flourless orange.
Oh, great.
Seriously?
Well played, because that's what I cooked for your birthday a couple of weeks ago.
What about a cheesecake?
Yeah,
oh, come on. Okay, you two.
Just a pile of liquid that's been refrigerated
cheesecake
on top of
is
some
God's
crushed biscuits.
Gift.
God's gift.
It
have
is
you
God's
ever
gift.
Had a flower? I know I'm a selfish pig, and Nick made me a whole flourless orange. Massive cake tin you must have.
And did you get
she was girthy.
Centimeter.
I refuse to share it, and you can't try it.
And you got through it all, did
well,
you?
Well, I'm...
get in my belly!
How long does cake hold? Because it was about 2 weeks ago, and I still have some in the fridge. I'm nibbling almost...
Unless
every day.
Unless there's a lot of sugar in it. So
yeah,
it'll keep as long as you're happy with the consistency of it.
I'm happy with the consistency of it.
I don't want to give a false PSA and get people sick, but in an airtight container, it can last a while.
Okay, it's just sitting in the fridge. Maybe I should put it in a Tupperware. Is that gross?
Can I ask before we get into this lovely program?
Yes.
Are you two the type of sociopaths that like Christmas cake?
No.
Oh, is that fruit rum?
Yeah, fruit cake.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Okay, so you don't like that?
Don't,
okay,
no.
Okay, we can bond on that.
We can bond on that, but you're alone with cheesecake, Dal.
What about caramel pie?
No.
What's caramel pie?
Are you kidding?
I don't like caramel.
I like caramel pie, I could take or leave.
No, mate, caramel pie with the bananas on top?
Gross.
All right, if you know one thing about
true,
me,
you hate bananas.
How much I despise bananas.
We can all get around a Woolies mud.
Yeah.
We've all got $4.
Love a dirty OG $4.80
now.
$4.80.
Oh,
no. Boom.
It's not worth it.
I'm out.
Hey, massive show coming up today, guys. Bruno Brichet joins us. The list king, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also Tiff Hall. If you're at home thinking, what can I do with 10 minutes of my time to make myself feel better? She's got the answer for you.
Just need two tins of tomatoes.
That's right.
and if you're missing us, like really bad, just can you sing them the song that you sung me this morning?
What did I sing you?
Just the song. Just close your eyes and just go for it.
Sweet little ducko. What did I sing?
Did you just make up a song?
I was like, did I do a lullaby?
Wait, sing what you were going to sing just then.
I was wondering what she was going to do and she didn't disappoint. She
didn't go. Two, three, four.
Sweet little ducko, he's come home to roost. Sweet little ducko.
Stop, people are going to stop listening.
He just needs a boost.
What? Enjoy the show. Right now, though, we want to speak to the list king, Bruno Brichet, because a list has been revealed of the cities in Australia ranked. Now, he's done a number of them, chocolate bars, et cetera, over the course of time. But now the cities have come up and we want to know where Newcastle is. Bruno, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Now, we are in the presence of royalty. How do we address you?
Look, king is fine. I'll go with that. It's a bit more casual than I'd like, but it's fine.
Oh, king is casual. Okay. Bruno, the list king, as Nick said, you have ranked a bunch of Australian cities. Please lay it on us. Newcastle was amongst it. Where have you ranked us?
So, guys, here's what's going on. I've been to Newcastle a few times. I've taken some notes, and after being everywhere else, Newcastle is right at the top in gods here. Congratulations.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
we
there's,
are.
So there's no higher than the god tier, as far as I can gather, unless you've cropped the photo accidentally.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to get into the whole religion debate, but no, I just thought god tier is probably as big as you can have it.
So why? What's made Newcastle? Like, we know, but
yeah, obviously.
As an outsider, what makes Newcastle in the god tier?
Well, so, you see, I grew up in Brisbane. I now live in Sydney. But whenever I get to Newey, it always feels like such a better place, right? So, firstly, what I love the most about Newcastle are the locals. So there's this really kind of fun attitude that they have where, okay, they'll rip on the city a bit, they'll have a laugh, but the second an out-of-towner tries to kind of join in on it or even chuckles at one of their jokes, you're in trouble. Only Newcastle people can poke fun at it. But here's the reality. You guys have the best beaches. It's the most laid-back lifestyle, great bars, great cafes. I mean, at the end of the day, what more do you want in a city? You know, like, let's not overcomplicate this. Yeah. It's a great lifestyle and it's a beautiful city.
Can we talk through, Bruno, as well? So you've got us on God tier, absolutely. Then next then is royalty tier. And then third is Adam Sandler tier. What is Adam Sandler tier?
Well, it's sort of the take it or leave it tier. Like, for example, if you're watching TV and an Adam Sandler movie pops up, yeah, you'll probably watch it, but you're not going to go out of your way to watch an Adam Sandler right. movie. You know, you're not going to schedule it in beforehand. So, like, it's fine. There's no issues. It's just, there's no passion either way, you know?
It's meh.
I've got to say, Bruno, you really got me back on side with this list because I was so off ya when you did the Cadbury chocolate block and you put Top Deck in your cat vomit tier. I was like,
it's
this
worse
guy
than cat vomit.
Doesn't. What?
I love Top Deck.
Top Deck should have been
best.
In God tier.
Yes.
But no, Bruno with his cities list, it's fine. We're in good company with Adelaide, Nico, one of your favourite cities, yeah. and Hobart as well.
All the places I've lived, Newcastle, Adelaide and Hobart, are all in the God tier. So jeez,
what's that saying about
is
you?
Is there a common...
there's something about you. God tier kind of going.
He's got the Midas touch.
Now, I like that there's a Gold Coast tier right down below Cat Vomit and Gold Coast is the only one in there. I wish there was more. But
classic Gold Coast.
Last one, cat vomit tier. Our friends Coffs Harbour. Have you not seen the big banana?
And mind you, the big banana is on the outskirts of Coffs. I don't know if you even necessarily consider that to be a part of Coffs, but what a horrific city. You know, the fact that you get funneled through it. For some reason, they don't have a bypass yet. Look, I don't know who else lives in Coffs Harbour apart from Nautica wearing teenagers. I have no idea if there's anyone else that lives in that rat's nest. What a horrific place! And by the way, that's the only place that I've never been punched in the face. Except when I was in Coffs Harbour.
Can we just keep all that in mind and know that the Gold Coast here is below everything Bruno has just said?
Oh, my God. The Gold Coast.
Oh, Bruno, thanks for joining us, mate, and thank you for putting us in the God tier.
Hey, enjoy it. Thanks so much, guys.
It is a tough time for everyone, and it's a tough time for mental health as well. You know what I mean? For your mental well-being. It's important we all, I suppose, try and keep as positive as we can.
Absolutely. And I know being stuck in self-isolation, maybe out of your normal routine, can really mess with you upstairs. So we wanted to give you as much support and advice from various people in this field who are offering tips and tricks. And Tammy Kirkness is one such person, a Sydney-based life coach who specializes in holistic wellness and anxiety management. Hey, Tammy.
Hey guys, how are you?
We are great. I guess the first question is, are you seeing this maybe with yourself, maybe with previous clients or friends on your feeds, people who are kind of do the right thing and stay home are getting a little bit of cabin fever and it's affecting them mentally?
Without a doubt. The calls have been flying through. And for me too, you know, none of us are separate for this. It's unsettling and it's full of ambiguity and it's kind of a wild time, really.
So what advice do you give for people who are maybe locked down in their own houses or, you know, homeschooling with the kids around more than usual to try and keep themselves on top of it?
One of the things that I've been doing, which is a little bit left of centre, is a technique called shaking. And shaking is this amazing technique where we can really get some of that excess tension and anxiety out of our body. So this is where we can do this with the kids, is one body part at a time, we shake them out. So you shake out your arms, you shake out your legs, you shake out your hips. And the concept is that, you know, if you're in the middle of the Serengeti and there's two gazelles that have just been chased by a lion, you know, at the end they don't debrief with each other. They literally physically shake their body and they shake it off. And it's a quick technique that we can do.
I remember doing something like that similar in drama school, you know, like shaking it out, getting rid of it, being loosey-goose. It does help. It sort of relieves you. It takes your mind off things. And I think in a sense with that, Tammy, I mean, this could be completely wrong, but doing it and feeling like a bit of a goofball relaxes you as well.
Oh, without a doubt. The more lightness and fun and smiles that we can bring in, the better.
So in times like these, which have been unprecedented for everybody, how do you tackle your job as a life coach as you're facing things that no one's faced before and how to pass advice on it?
I think for me, being human and being okay to be vulnerable is really important. You know, I don't know more than everybody around. I'm doing my best as well. And I think when I utilize all these types of techniques like deep breathing and meditation, it really helps me keep a bit of a clearer head when I'm having these types of conversations.
Yeah.
Tammy, I'm finding as well, you know, we do the radio show and luckily we still can come into our office and do the show, but I'm home for many, many hours of the day and there is this feeling of wasting the year. You know, it's March and I feel like I've done nothing because we can't do anything. How can we overcome those feelings of I'm just drifting?
Yeah.
Well, you know, to create a habit, it takes 66 days. So what a great time to do it now. You know, you've got all of this additional time at home for most of us. And if you can start on something now, let's say bringing meditation into your day or some stretches before bed, if we can start those now, you're actually utilizing the time really nicely.
Yeah, nice. And you mentioned the kids earlier, Tammy. How do you go about keeping your kids positive in this?
One of the best ways is to practice gratitude alongside of them. We know that gratitude really helps build resilience and emotional strength in good and bad times. So with kids, if when it's dinner time, you all sit around the table and you share three things that were great or good or okay about your day, it's a nice place to start.
Right on. Well, Tammy, really interesting angles there. Thank you so much for your time. Tammy Kirkness, they're a Sydney-based life coach who specialises in holistic wellness and anxiety management in these tough times. We need the advice like yours.
Oh, thanks, guys. Take care.